Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this exciting middleweight clash between Marvin Vettori and Jared Cannonier. There's no way this is not going to be a banger because of the way that both of these guys fight. I'm just excited to watch this generally. I don't expect a massive amount of technical developments from either of them. It's more about how they approach the fight, because I feel like they've got strengths and weaknesses that can work against and for them over five rounds. Okay, before we go any further, let me give a shout out to our show sponsors, Athletic Greens AG1. You know I love this stuff. First thing in the morning, 12 ounces of water, you put your scoop in, you mix it up, and you have started your day off on the right foot. 75 vitamins and minerals, probiotics, adaptogens, just everything that your body's just craving to be at its best, to perform at its best, to think and act at its best. It really is excellent stuff. And if you use our code, you will get 5 free travel packs, which of course are very useful because we're all busy people jumping on the road, and you've got to throw one in your bag and you're good to go. And you'll also get a year's free supply of vitamin D and K2. Vitamin D3, the evidence is growing every day about the benefits of it for your immune system, for fighting off all kinds of things that we've just kind of accepted as being a part of human life and condition. Vitamin D3 seems to be a big contributor to the combating of illness. And of course, you improve your diet with Athletic Greens. You put in all of those vitamins and minerals in your system, alkalizing your system. You're going to sleep better. You're going to think better. It's fantastic stuff. Go to athleticgreens.com/outlawed and you will get everything you need to improve your health. Okay, right, tail of the tape. So we've got Marvin Vettori, who has a record of... Well, this says 19-6-1, but everything else says 19-5-1. So again, the UFC stats, there seems to be one fight out for some reason often. 19-6-1, 19-5-1 for Vettori, 16-6 for Jared Cannonier. So there's a 1-inch height advantage for Marvin Vettori. There's a 3-inch reach advantage for Jared Cannonier. Okay, quick breakdown of the records. Let's just pull this apart a second. So Jared Cannonier, of 16 wins, he's got 10 knockouts and 2 submissions, a rear naked choke and an armbar way back before the UFC. And then Marvin Vettori, of his 19 wins, he's got 2 knockouts and 9 submissions. So more submissions by a decent amount on Vittori's side, less knockouts, 4 rear naked chokes, 3 guillotines, a toe hold, and an arm triangle. And of course, Marvin Vettori got one of his submissions in the UFC. So, and I always like to mention that because, of course, there are a lot of people when you're on the way up to the UFC potentially that are not going to fight nearly as hard out of a submission. Whereas when you get to the UFC, cameras are on you, eyes are on you, people aren't wanting to, you know, to give up it quite as easily. So I always find submissions in the UFC to be of greater value. What you tend to find is there are a lot of strikers, or what we consider to be strikers in the UFC, and they have this streak of submissions like early in their career. Then they hit the UFC and then they either plateau out and start hitting decisions, or they start knocking people out. It's almost like there was an easier route to beat some of the guys in the early days, so they just take them down and submit them. So I do like to see people get in submissions as they move into the UFC as well. It just kind of reinforces that level. And I've said this before about Marvin Vettori. He's the brown belt on the mat that none of the black belts want to roll with. He's a tough, durable, push forward, never been stopped. I made a note of that, never been stopped. He's able to push people, some of the best fighters in the world, in the division, over 5 rounds, gets hit, gets damaged, gets hurt, gets rocked even. I mean, in the last 10 seconds of the Whittaker fight, he was kind of on wobbly legs for a moment. But his toughness and his durability comes through. And, you know, he's very kind. I like watching Marvin. He's a lot of fun. He's very kind of orcish in his approach. And I mean no insult by that. And I think it's going to be really valuable against Jared Cannonier because... So, see, Cannonier is a different kind of athlete. You've got a guy who used to be a heavyweight that stripped all of that excess weight off of his frame, moved himself all the way down to middleweight, transitioning through light heavyweight and having a couple of really tough fights at light heavyweight, find himself at heavyweight as a very lean, shredded, scary-looking power striker. The difference between him and Vettori, though, is like Vettori was a welterweight back in the day, so that they've come together into this weight class from different directions. Vettori's got a much better gas tank when it comes to just trucking. Like, he's not quite as tidy sometimes as Cannonier. He doesn't quite have the same defense as Cannonier. Like, Cannonier's got quite tight defense. You know, he's quite happy to switch his stance. He's got options from both sides. But I like that tight defense that he has, and I felt it kept him safe in the Strickland fight, which could be a similar type of fight to this. Again, I've said it about Strickland. Strickland learned how to fight before anyone taught him how to fight, is how it looks. It's like his style is very awkward. It's not a pleasant style to watch. And you can see that Marvin Vettori's had some good coaching when it comes to striking, but he is still a little bit rough around the edges and a bit stiff and a bit kind of square as he punches. But his work rate, similar to Strickland's, is very, very high. So if you go back to the Cannonier-Strickland fight, what you'll see is Cannonier, every now and then he'll have a burst where he'll hit Strickland and he'll snap his head back. And the commentators will go, oh, that was the best shot of the round for Cannonier. And that burst lasts for sort of 30 seconds. And then you see Strickland kind of peppering and walking him down and touching him. And even though Cannonier's got a nice, tight, high guard, he's being stifled because he's having to deal with defense instead of being able to just push forward with offense. Like, the striking output is going to be different for these two guys. In fact, I'm just going to check to see if it's reflected in the stats, because my thought is that, yeah, you see, Marvin Vettori's got a slightly higher striking output, 4.38 compared to 4. But look at the striking accuracy, the difference. 44% for Marvin Vettori compared to 50% for Jared Cannonier, and also a better striking defense for Jared Cannonier. Cannonier does less, but he's more effective when he does throw. He has got very heavy hands. He's very good at switching from one stance to another, and his kicks are just as powerful as his hands as well. And I feel like that is something that is going to be very useful in this fight. What we're going to need to see from Jared Cannonier is him measuring his energy over 25 minutes, when Marvin Vettori is going to want to fight for 25 minutes. Vettori is going to want to be in his face. Sorry, Southpaw. He's going to want to be in his face. He's going to be pushing forward that left hand and swinging his leg in, and he's going to be in on his legs up against the fence. There are going to be lots of moments where Cannonier is going to have to work in times when really he would rather be stalking and resting. And this is where for me, fighters like Strickland and like Vettori can be really problematic for Cannonier, because if he doesn't land and hurt them, and go back to Marvin Vittori's never been stopped, if you go back to that, you've got to think, well, at some point, Marvin Vittori's durability and gas tank, he's like a diesel engine, is just going to start to kind of gradually wear on Jared Cannonier. And to be honest, like, this is why I feel like the Sean Strickland fight was a split decision. Not because Strickland was a mess at the end of that fight. You know, he had a busted nose, and the better shots in that fight were absolutely landed by Jared Cannonier, in my opinion. But it was a split decision because the volume of Sean Strickland, like, he's going to stay present and he's going to keep making you work. And Marvin Vettori is a very similar kind of athlete in that respect. Now, there is also the option that Vettori can take this fight to the floor. And, you know, Jared Cannonier's got decent takedown defense, but he can be caught off guard, especially if the takedown is not predictable. Like, if you blast through him, where are we at? So 64% takedown defense for Jared Cannonier, 44% takedown accuracy for Marvin Vettori, and a decent output as well, 1.7 for Marvin Vettori over 15 minutes. If Jared Cannonier gets into a confident swing where he's just kind of walking Marvin Vettori down, and Vittori's the one backing up and playing with that lead hand, as we know he does, and keep chopping with the leg, and like, something he did really well against Dolidze was playing with the lead hand and then circling to the outside to chop the calf kick against an orthodox fighter. Anything he can do, of course, to accumulate damage and slow Jared Cannonier's progression down is going to be ideal. But if Jared Cannonier gets too overconfident, which he may do, especially if he starts landing a few shots and snapping Vittori's head back, you might find Vettori level changing and just being able to drive through it out into the center of the octagon, land them on the floor, and then Cannonier's stuck there for a minute while Marvin Vettori just kind of slowly works to pass his guard and beat him up from that position. I can certainly see Jared Cannonier losing big chunks of this fight because he's either defensive up against the fence because of volume punching, defensive up against the fence trying to stuff takedowns, or stuck on his back because he was overconfident with a couple of shots and Vettori was able to take him down. What else? So something that I do think would be really useful for Jared Cannonier, and we saw this against Derek Brunson, that beautiful short elbow he landed. And it was unfortunate because he landed the elbow and then he went to throw a punch afterwards. And I felt like if he'd have stepped in and thrown the same elbow again, the fight would have probably been done there. But those short range strikes are going to be useful because he's got to anticipate that Marvin Vettori is going to be trying to pressure him and close distance and push him up against the fence at times. Especially if Jared Cannonier is playing the range game well and he's using his hard kicks to make Vettori walk through fire as he's pushing forward. Like this, in the first minute, we're going to figure out who's going to want to dominate the space. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're winning the striking exchange when you're dominating the space. Vettori could be walking forward, walking onto stuff, or Vettori could be walking back and countering like he was against Dolidze at times. That dynamic will ultimately determine, though, where Jared Cannonier is going to be defending the clinch and the takedowns. If he's pushing forward, most likely he's going to have to defend the takedowns out in the open. If he's up against the fence, then he'll have the fence at his back to be able to defend the takedowns. And that's if you remember back to the Vettori Adesanya rematch, that was the way that Adesanya was choosing to defend those takedowns against Vettori. Vettori struggles a bit up against the fence. In a range where a lot of people are good at taking people down and controlling them, Vettori seems to be better out in the open, more straight jiu-jitsu top game as opposed to the cage wrestling. So we'll see how that plays out. I am interested to wait and see out how that dynamic presents itself. But I do feel like the short-range smashing elbows of Jared Cannonier, if you're going to stop Marvin Vettori, you're going to have to hit him with a baseball bat or something. And what's the closest thing you've got to a baseball bat is a forearm. Like if Jared Cannonier is able to land those kind of elbows that he did on Derek Brunson when he was being reckless chasing the takedown against Marvin Vettori, we might see the first stoppage on Vittori's record. But that is going to be incredibly difficult to do, of course, because Vettori is, what the fuck, bro? I was riding my balls. He's that guy. He's tough and he's angry and he's a problem for everybody. An absolute nightmare of a person to fight. Cannonier's been stopped twice. I just do want to mention that before we go any further. Vettori's not got big stopping power when it comes to punches. I mean, of course, he can overwhelm people, but two knockouts in 19 fights. The punching, striking power definitely goes on to Jared Cannonier's side, but he has been stopped twice. But it is also worth noting that one was at heavyweight and one was at light heavyweight. So not been stopped at middleweight, right? I'm not making that up, am I? No, he's not been stopped at middleweight. I mean, he's been very impressive at middleweight. Like, he came off that loss to Dominic Reyes, and then he went in against David Branch. That was his first fight at middleweight. Stopped David Branch second round. Stopped Anderson Silva with those low kicks. Going to be really useful against Marvin Vettori, but you've just got to watch getting them caught and getting bowled over. Jack Hermanson, again, stuffed his takedowns and scared the hell out of him, basically. You could see that the shift in that one quite considerably. And then we know we've talked about the Derek Brunson stoppage as well. I'm excited for this one. I'm looking forward to it. I there's just no way this is not going to be an absolute scrap. And you don't get a Marvin Vettori fight without pressure, and you don't get Jared Cannonier fights without explosive power. So this is my kind of fight. Make sure you check out our sponsors, AG1, Athletic Greens. Go to athleticgreens.com/outlawed. And you will get your 5 free travel packs, you'll get a year's free supply of your vitamin D3 and your K2, and you will feel better about your life and your day. You'll function better, you'll think better, you'll sleep better. It's fantastic stuff. Enjoy the fights, and I'll see you next time.